Guten Tag, motherfuckers! We watch Blood Rain 3 on B-Movie
Quick Takes!
Quick Takes!
Yeah, hi Chris.
Hey Mike, how's it going?
I'm doing good, buddy. Where's everyone else? Fair enough.
Well,
great answer.
Mike, this is, if you didn't know by the, if you didn't see the big glowing Quick Takes sign I put in your studio over there, this is some off-season
very
content.
Bright.
Quick Takes. So it's just you and me tonight, and we're just going to talk about Blood Rain 3. I just want to say I'm your host, Crazy Chris Hudson. With me tonight is everyone's favorite B-movie maniac, Dr. Michael Hayes.
I am an MD now.
Say
an MD?
Hello,
oh, hello. Sorry, yeah. I thought you wanted an MD thing.
It's an
hello.
MD from Nazi Germany, though. So I don't know how much use you're going to get out of this. You could maybe make some clones or deal with some vampires.
Yeah, I've done, you know.
Yeah, so let's get into it. Blood Rain 3. I know there's like a subtitle to Blood Rain 3. I think it's called just Blood Rain, the Third Reich. I don't know. I didn't do a lot of research into this because...
I think it is the Third Reich. Yeah, no. Well, it's... Well, who's it by, Chris? Who made this movie?
I'm going to mangle the whole pronunciation because I'm terrible with these things. But Uwe Boll directed this piece of garbage. And I've never actually seen any other Blood Rain movie or played the video games. Have you ever seen any of this stuff? What's your history with the Blood Rain franchise?
I know nothing of it. I remember being younger and being like, oh, there's a sexy lady that kills people. I don't know what. It looks like Underworld to me. But I think Blood Rain certainly like predates Underworld, I think. I don't know. Yeah, that's all I really thought. Seeing it like as a teen or something, probably when the first one came out, and being like, sexy lady, I guess. That's about it.
Have you ever played the video games or anything?
No, I haven't. Nope.
So... I haven't either. I don't know anything about this franchise, so that's why I thought it would be good to start with the third one.
This is going to be a great episode, really informative for everybody.
Fantastic. Well, thankfully, it's pretty quick.
Yeah, well, that's the goal.
So, Blood Rain is a sexy vampire lady. I think technically she's a dampier or something, which is, I guess...
She's half and half, right? Yeah.
She has all the powers of a vampire and all the resistance to sunlight of a human being. So she can go anywhere and everywhere. And they even call her the Daywalker, which sounds kind of like Blade to me.
Yeah, well, I get a feeling that not much in this movie is very original.
No, it's not. But I mean, I think the idea of a dampier comes, I think it is, there's a mythological basis for it. And there's a lot of, you know, dampiers in cinematic history and books and whatever. But anyway, so I'll go ahead. Yeah.
No, I just said, I learned something. Speaking of vampires, I know this is jumping out, whatever, but I just learned something I didn't realize was true about vampires or vampire lore, I guess, since vampires aren't real. Is I didn't realize there's a thing with vampires where they have to count things. They're like OCD or something. So like, if you're being chased by vampires,
that's right.
Yeah, you can throw like rice at them, and they have to count every grain of rice before they can like move on. I thought that was an effect. I didn't realize that was deep ingrained.
I really don't know why those twinkly the Twilight movies don't really use that part of the vampire lore.
They could really use it to utilize some sort of educational purpose.
Yeah, and I mean those movies would be way, way faster, way be moving along at a much better clip if they stopped to count everything.
It would be amazing. The werewolves would just slaughter them. Just the werewolves can just do something, and then the vampires have to count it. And there's this long scene in the movie that's 10 minutes of just a vampire counting while the werewolves set up an elaborate trap, and then the werewolves can kill the vampires in a fun way too. So it'll be very interesting.
Now, it's interesting though. I know we're going to talk about this more because you're picking all the Twilight movies for your season 3 picks.
Yeah, that's true.
But we're here to talk about Blood Ring, Blood Ring 3 by Uwe Boll. So let's just get the plot out of the way, as little of it there is there. So let's call her Blood Rain, but her name is Rain, I guess. And she's living in Nazi Germany for some reason. She's been around for a couple centuries, I guess.
Yeah.
And she finds herself in a, like, helping a small band of, I think, Mid-Atlantic Coast resistance fighters, as they're trying to get weapons from the Nazis, but they only find a trainload of Jews, so they're a little pissed at that. And there's this Commandant character who, at the beginning, Rain bites.
And who, shall I say, has the honor of besting me today?
But I guess she doesn't really drain him dry because he comes back as a vampire. And then Clint Howard does some experiments on him.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Him back. Now, Clint Howard's in this, and he's the best thing in the movie.
Absolutely.
These creatures no longer has any bond to the moral laws of man. Which is why you never trust a vampire.
And then we get some awkward out of place fight scenes that don't really make any sense in the context of they're just thrown in for whatever reason. You get some nudity, you get some lovemaking, you get a big ambush at the end, and movie's over.
Yep.
I think that's pretty much it. That's all you need to know.
Yeah. So speaking of those freedom fighters or whatever you call them, there's like this band of people that are resistance fighters, and like, they're not very sympathetic. Like, I didn't sympathize. I'm supposed to be on their team. Didn't really care for them. They said they were mad about finding the Jews, right? Like, they take off a thing. They're hoping to get weapons, I guess, off this train.
Let's move! We've got boxcars full of weapons to unload!
Where are the weapons?
Like, come on! What an ass!
Yeah, it's like, who are you fuckers? What is this? Like, aren't you... Wouldn't it be like, ah, shit, we could have used those weapons, but thankfully we found these people and we can help them. No, they don't give two fucks.
No, they just let them go and I guess send them back to the ghetto or something. They don't really...
Basically.
They just wander off to die in the woods or something.
Not a fan of, like... I'm a fan of two people in this movie. Blood Rain and Clint Howard. Like, that's it. Like...
Yeah.
The only people I cared about.
So I've got a few little points I want to bring up. Okay, first the accents. Now, it seemed...
They were great.
The accents were performed flawlessly in this movie. If your head Nazi, Nazi/vampire, is from New York, would you say? I thought he had a very New York-sounding accent. Most of the resistance fighters sounded like they were from the Eastern Seaboard, maybe. North Carolina, Virginia.
Yeah, the captain, let me just put, let's just edit in a sound clip here of the captain saying something. This is the scene where he turns into a vampire and someone catches him sucking blood. Goes right here. Hey, I'm blood sucking here. Like that, it was like that. There it was. That was perfect. That was a great sound clip directly from the movie.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you.
I did the editing for you right there, like magic.
And also, Rain's outfit. Accurate for the early to mid-1940s?
Sure. if you like... I mean, what... Remind me, do you remember exactly what she's wearing? Can you describe it for me? And I'll see what checks out.
Oh, man, it's so hard to describe. It's like a leather outfit. Leather pants, leather kind of, I think, bustier maybe with some sort of, like... jackety thing on over it. She's got like a leather hat that's vaguely Bolshevik like. I don't know, but she's showing off an awful lot of cleavage.
Oh well, I mean, you know, that's Blood Rain.
Her top.
It's where all the blood goes. I guess I don't know.
I guess so. which you know, no one complains about her outfit. It's just everyone else seems to be reasonably within period dress. It's, you know, whatever. The Nazis wear their Nazi uniforms. The resistance fighters wear, I guess, you know, Atlantic seaboard peasant costumes.
Dirty clothing, yeah.
Yeah. And she's walking around with her boobs all mostly hanging out. It's like, oh, nobody bats an eye.
Maybe this is actually kind of illustrating a plight that is overlooked oft in the world. And that's the allergy to... cottons and wools and anything but leather for your body. Yeah. And so she's got to wear leather because that's just what God made her do with that body she has. And then if you think about it, Chris, you ever cleaned blood out of leather?
Ooh, I have not. Is it easy?
It seems like it wouldn't be hard, but maybe it's hard. So she wears less leather so that she doesn't have to clean as much of it.
Yeah. And then like, I guess, cause maybe, okay, I get it now. So she's sucking somebody's blood through her mouth, and she spills a little bit. It's going to get all over her chest. And that's, she doesn't have to do laundry now. It's just, she just wipes it off her chest.
Just wipes. It's easy. Yeah. That's the problem I have every time I eat dinner laying back on the couch because yeah. I'm a fucking slob. I get a little, you know, even if it's a salad, I got salad all over my chest. I just should do it shirtless from now on.
Yeah, I mean, most people would wear a bib, but you just have, yeah, you just have like a low-cut shirt.
Yeah, she's got a boob bib. That's it. That's a boob bib. That's
fantastic.
Fine.
I am so glad we solved this mystery. Oh, my God.
All right, well... And I thought we wouldn't have much to talk about. We're solving all these problems.
No kidding. Exactly. All right, well, the next thing I wanted to talk about was the completely gratuitous massage scene.
Oh, you mean the massage or reward massage, I guess is what it was?
Well, let's set the scene here. So Blood Rain, I guess she's got to sneak into a brothel. So there's this brothel with a bunch of prostitutes and Nazis there. So, you know, after a long day of... helping the resistance rescue some Jews. You need to relax. And I mean, you're not going to find a masseuse out in the woods.
No.
So you got to sneak into the brothel and hit up some ladies to give you a nice long back rub.
Well, she like saves someone, doesn't she? She saves like another woman or something. She maybe saves someone that works for the brothel.
So get the hell out of my room.
You mean hers, don't you? You're just a Nazi tourist.
Filthy cunts, you never listen.
I can't punish you for the legions of women who've been brutalized by men, but I will give it my best shot.
Yeah, I guess one of the Nazis is like beating her
that's
as Nazis do.
Yeah.
And so she stops her massage, gets up, saves the prostitute, goes back to get her stuff, but the madam is all like, no, you can stay here. This one's on the house.
Yeah.
And oh boy, is it.
Oh, it's on the house.
Wow.
It's on. I had nothing else. I thought I'd have a joke there. Didn't. Didn't have one. They just have sex. They have the masseuse and her just have some beautiful lesbian sex, and it's fantastic. You do, Blood Rain.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there's no reason for it in the movie.
Ventures right into softcore territory.
It advances no plot.
it's just we get sort of a basic setup to introduce the characters. Then you get like this argument, then you get a sex scene, and then you get a fight, and then a sex scene, and then another fight, and then another sex scene, and it just alternates, and then arguments are thrown in there every once in a while, and they're really heated arguments. You're not really convinced that either actor or actress is convinced about the side they're arguing for, so yeah, anyway. But I did like there was another love scene later on. You want to set this one up for us, Mike?
Well, the other sex scene later on it's real tense. Like, this one is maybe the most valid sex scene I've seen in a film. Basically, our hero, Blood Rain, has been captured. And she's being sent to die with...
along with the leader of the resistance.
Yeah, the guy that you're supposed to for the whole movie be like... like, there's going to be some sort of romantic connection, but not really. Like, at no point is it really sold. You don't think there's really anything going. But, so they're both in this paddy wagon on their way to, like, get delivered for death and stuff. And they just kind of fuck in the back of the paddy wagon.
Well, I love how it starts. Like, she's passed out on his lap, and he just decides to cop a feel of her breast.
Yeah, fucking creepy.
What a creeper. And she like immediately like that makes her spring into action. And then she decides to make out with him and then clothes her off and they just start banging in the back of the truck.
Yeah.
Intercut with scenes of more resistance fighters planning an ambush.
Yeah, there's like they're planning an ambush to, I guess, save them, right? They're coming after them. It's just so there's like these tense in between shots of like, okay, we got to do this. We got to, you know, whatever. And then suddenly just like, like the sex noises and boobs bouncing. And
total banging in the back of the truck.
It's just.
Back to the ambush planning. More sex. Ambush planning. Fucking in the truck. Ambush planning. And it's just.
Yeah, it's. Yeah.
It is completely gratuitous. That gratuitous is everything about this movie.
Absolutely.
Even Clint Howard.
What are you doing?
Heil Hitler.
It's the most gratuitous use of Clint Howard I've ever seen in my entire life.
Oh, even his accent was bad. Not that I'm that surprised, but I don't even know what he was trying to do. Trying to maybe sound like a sleazy German or something, but really not getting anywhere close to that.
Like a sleazy German scientist experimenting on vampires.
Just not great.
And I gotta say, I spent the entire movie expecting him to die.
Yeah.
And so there was some legitimate tension there in every scene where he was in a little bit of mortal harm there.
Oh, absolutely.
Thought, this other like sexy vampire prostitute is totally gonna kill him.
You've become subservient to your primordial instincts.
What are those?
Hunger, thirst, bloodlust, sexual urge.
No, he stabs her. Oh, he's gonna get eaten by this other vampire. No, he survives all the way to the end.
He's almost like the only, apart from Blood Rain, is like the only capable other character in this film. Like, other people accomplish some things, but he doesn't falter like at any point, apart from the fact when he almost fucks of the vampire that's obviously gonna kill him. But then he kills her, like you said.
Yeah, he had that all planned. He had a stake there, and as soon as she was about to bite him.
He did have a woody steak.
he sure did.
Yeah, Clint Howard was great in this. I liked Clint a lot in this.
Yeah, he's great in everything.
What else even happens in this movie? Like, we've skipped over so much, and I don't think it matters.
Well, none of it matters. I do want to talk about the very tension-filled, climactic final battle scene.
Okay.
Where, conveniently enough, there's some sort of, I don't know, psychic communication. The resistance ambushers know to set up their ambush right when, not just when Blood Rain and their leader are finished screwing, but when they've gotten dressed again.
Yeah.
So they put all their clothes on in the back of the truck. They're ready to go. They're like, okay, we finished having sex. Now what? Bam, ambush.
Perfect.
There's the ambush.
And it's perfect.
Perfect timing for everyone. And it goes on for, I don't know, like 2 or 3 minutes, I guess?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, there's just a lot of guns shooting, and Blood Rain somehow finds a couple knives, and she's slashing zombies and whatever. And then the Commandant, the evil bad guy at the end, gets from Clint Howard, scientist, some of Blood Rain's blood that he collected earlier, and that's supposed to make him more powerful, I guess.
Apparently.
I don't know what logic that uses, but hey, Blood Rain's blood is very powerful, and so he starts kicking her ass, and he knocks her down. He says something about, like, I am power incarnate, in like a really evil, demonic voice.
I am power incarnate!
And then Blood Rain gets up.
Yeah.
He turns his back to her. Blood Rain gets up and literally kicks him in the ass.
Yeah.
Knocks him down he falls down in a very slapstick way. And then she just picks up a giant rock and smashes his head with it.
Yeah, you know.
You think vampire, pretty tough, maybe, you know, because we still have, like, I don't know, a few minutes left in this movie. They could have made the fight a little bit longer.
Yeah, absolutely.
Nope. She just drops the fucking rock in his head.
Yeah, it's very surprising, and maybe that was intentional. Maybe maybe Uwe Boll was like, let's not draw this out. You want to see a badass action scene. That's what everyone's expecting. Let's not give that to him. Let's not satisfy the viewer.
We've had enough of this. That's it. It's time to go. This movie's gone on long enough.
Yeah.
Drop the rock. She yells her glorious battle cry after chopping the rock.
Yeah.
Motherfucker!
And she looks pissed.
Oh, yeah. And then the movie's over. Oh, it's like...
I thought, is that it? Really? I mean, not a lot had really happened up till then. And then it was such even a letdown from even the little bit of buildup they gave.
Yeah. And like the other thing they did with this that was really like a waste. Because like, listen, I'm all for any movie that's about killing Nazis. That's great. Right. We love that.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, current days, especially. and like. And no, the Nazis are there basically as a set piece. At no point is there any discussion of what's going on in Germany and why the Nazis are bad guys or what they're doing. And they have a really good allegory they could have used where they have got these vampires, which could be looked at as the Nazis see as a lesser race or something like that. And then Blood Rain especially is mixed race, effectively. She's half vampire, half human. Yeah. You could have done an interesting thing with that. But no, we just didn't do anything with that.
Let's just throw some half-assed fight scenes, mix in some sex, and then call it a day.
Yeah, like, well, I guess maybe it makes sense. Uwe, whatever you say his fucking name, he's German, right?
Yeah, I believe so, yeah.
Maybe. I don't know. I think he's German. So, like, maybe that's just how it goes. No one wants to really bring up the real bad stuff any more than just acknowledging that Nazis did exist in that capacity.
Honestly, I can't imagine they had the budget to really crank out some fun on this.
Because that's what costs the most money, thinking. The thought is what's expensive.
Well, I guess he filmed another of his movies at the same time as filming this one, Blubberella or something, I guess. With a lot of the same cast, and they just...
Really?
I guess alternated filming one movie to the other. They filmed both at the same
time. If any scenes were shot, they're like, nah, actually, this will work for this movie instead.
Like, they probably could have totally mixed and matched. Two movies for the price of one. That's probably what happened.
Yeah.
Hey, before we go, I referenced this at the beginning of the show. At the very end of the movie, where a truck drives up to this concentration camp, and they're waved right in because, hey, obviously only Nazis would drive a truck like that, right? They drive right in. They open the door. There's blood rain with a bunch of resistance fighters.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And she's just like...
Guten Tag, motherfuckers.
Yeah, okay.
And they jump out, and the credits.
It's one of those going to kick some ass at the end of the movie, God. But we're not going to show it.
Rating time.
Well, Mike, in honor of the very true to geography and period accents used in this movie, I'd like to rate this one from 1 to 100 Midwestern Bolsheviks.
Okay. All right. So I guess that's my cue to rate this thing. All right. Well... Okay, the movie wasn't offensive, I don't think. Like, in the sense of, like, I didn't hate watch it or anything, but I didn't care. I lost interest so much in it. Because all it is like, a couple fight scenes and then a sex scene, and, like, that's about it. Like, so it just wasn't, it doesn't keep my attention, so I can't, like, really give it all that much credit. Even though this looks, you know, better than so many other B-movies, like, the cinematography's fine. Like, it's competent. Maybe if you're a fan of, like, vampire shit, you'd be into this. But, like, it's not even that satisfying, like, killing Nazis in it. Like, it's just. So I'm 50. 50 Midwestern Bolsheviks.
That's kind of how I feel, too. It's just, it's all over the place. Nothing, every scene just kind of, we gotta do this. And there's no real organic movement from scene to scene. It's just... Oh, time for a fight scene. Let's have a fight scene. Time for some sex. Let's do some sex. Oh, shit. We got 20 minutes left. We better start wrapping this up. That's exactly what it felt like.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go a little lower than you. I'm going to give it 40 Midwestern Bolsheviks.
Fair. That's fair. Yeah. Well, good. Thanks for having me watch Blood Rain 3. Yeah.
Glad we got onto the... Glad we got this out of the way.
Yeah.
All right. Well... Everyone, I just want to say thanks for listening. I think we've got a little more off-season content going on before season 3 starts. Is that...
Yeah. All the stuff we've had in the off-season, it has been and will be great. Because it's like, this is when we do weird stuff. Like this, obviously, this quick take thing is a similar format to the regular show. So if you're listening to this because you wanted to see... wanted to hear people talk about Blood Rain 3, you had it.
Now you don't have to watch the movie.
Yeah, no, don't. But, like, we've got other stuff. Like, we've got some special fun, like, game show stuff. There's going to be another installment of B-Movie Mania, where me and a B-expert watch either the B-movie or a B-movie-related movie. So there's just weird shit that we're doing throughout. So, like, you know, check that weird stuff out. And that's all usually pretty short in the off-season because we're trying to take a break and get a head start on season 3.
So, yeah, so listen to that stuff. And while you're waiting for the next season to start, drop us a line at bmoviemaniapodcast@gmail.com. Mm-hmm. Give us a good review on your podcasting services, if that so allows. I don't know. I know I knew iTunes does, but yeah, I don't know about the others. But hey, more importantly, tell your friends about us.
Yeah, baby.
We really rely a lot on word of mouth. Mm-hmm. So I want you to tell everybody.
Wow, that's a huge feat. Just tell one person. It's fine. If you can get one person.
Can we ask for two? Let's ask for two.
All right, two. Tell two people.
If everyone tells two of their friends or two random people.
Just stop someone on the street. Hey, you like Blood Rain? What do you think about boob bibs? We got it for you. Here, check it out. Facebook, there's a bunch of discussion that goes on. We post a bunch of stuff and people comment. We talk about stuff. So, like, it's fun. And then, you know, Instagram, we've got cool photos that mostly Jay works a lot on. So people should be seeing his hard work.
Yes, please check that out.
And our store. We have a store. Go to our store. We've got cool shirts.
Oh, yeah. Buy a t-shirt and buy another t-shirt for Clint Howard.
Everyone send a shirt to Clint Howard.
Quick takes.
Boob bibs. Boob bibs.